No, we're not. They're extensions of each other in a paradoxical merging of opposites, ducking obstacles in a galaxy that's mad at me for treason. Why? Cause I found a pattern in the seasons. I know the future. I can't tell nobody. The gift and the curse of telepathic visions in the dark. Some people call it art.
Be with me in the darkness.
This is
KBOO Portland. Boot. Boo.
Please try again.
This is
KBOO Portland.
In the beginning, he was charming. That was really nice. I know a lot of people said things about him, but I don't judge people. I don't want to prejudge people.
The time is 11 p.m., and you are tuned to the Ubu Hour.
Radio Theater!
You gotta get behind it and slam it with two hands.
I'm sorry. I got that.
Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks.
For what?
Hi, you're on the air with Lair.
Hello, Larry?
Larry.
I want to order a pizza to go with no anchovies.
Well, hello, Larry.
You're on in five, Larry. Larry? Hello, Larry.
Oh, sorry, Morgan. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Now you have problems? You're the radio psychologist.
I wish I was a real psychologist. It would make my life a lot easier. But as you well know, my degree's in pediatric neurosurgery.
Hello, Larry.
Morning, Earl.
You don't look so good.
I don't feel so good. I was just telling Morgan I didn't get much sleep last night.
Are the girls all right?
Diane's okay. Typical 16-year-old, hanging out at the malt shop, going to some high school dances, having sex with some middle-aged guy she met on the internet.
The internet?
How's Ruthie?
Now, Ruthie, I'm worried about. She's just turned 13, and that's a tough age, especially with just a single dad trying to raise her.
It's got to be a lot easier than trying to raise Earl here.
Hey, enough with the fat jokes.
Sorry, Earl. It killed the table read. Has Ruthie done anything, Larry?
Not anything you can put your finger in. Not yet, at least.
Then stop worrying. This is Portland. What's the worst that can happen?
30 seconds to airtime, Larry. Larry? Hello, Larry?
Hello, Larry!
You're listening to OCB, Oregon Corporate Broadcasting. 91.5 FM in Portland, 94.3 FM Hood River, 90.9 FM Pendleton, 89.7 FM The Dalles, and an Arthur Murray dance studio just north of Alien Boulevard in Beaverton. Stay tuned now for Portland's favorite radio psychology call-in show, Hello Larry! Support for this program comes from Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields, conserve natural resources, and slowly and painfully poison American families. More at producemoretoxicshit.com. And now, here's the host of Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Larry Alder.
Thanks, Ira. And hello, Portland.
And hello, Larry.
On today's show, it's a pleasure to welcome guest Meadowlark Lemon, former Harlem Globetrotters great, and now owner and operator of Meadowlark's Sporting Goods, located at the corner of 82nd and Foster in Portland. Hello, Meadowlark!
Hello, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Meadowlark, before we get started, why a sporting goods store?
Well, I first tried opening a car lot, Larry, but it failed.
What happened?
Word of mouth, I think. Customers were telling their friends, I bought a new Ford and it's a lemon.
Meadowlark's here today to help give advice to you, our listening audience. You can call in now with your problems. The toll-free number is 800-555-LARRY. With one R. Meadowlark, before you joined the Globetrotters, you got a degree in psychology, no?
No, I flunked out of psychology, Larry. My degree's in pediatric neurosurgery. It was either that or criminal justice.
Earl's signaling. Looks like we got our first call. Hi, you're on the air with Lair.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, caller. What's bothering you this morning?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and say, hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Thanks for your call. Looks like we have another caller online, too. Hi, you're on the air with Lair.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Marion, is that you?
It's me, Larry. Marion, your ex-wife in Los Angeles. How quick you forget.
Earl, you son of a bitch. Why are you calling my show, Marion?
A little matter of late payment on my alimony, Larry. I haven't seen a check in months.
I'm working on it, Marion. Portland's not cheap, you know. And the girls have needs. Food, clothing, shelter, smoking accessories.
Where's the money, Larry?
And look at me. I have a show on OCB Radio. They don't pay people here. I'm an intern, for Christ's sakes. Do something, Earl.
Where's the fucking money, Larry?
Oops! Looks like we lost her.
I didn't know you were married, Larry.
Was married, Meadowlark. It's a long story. Well, actually, just a stupid premise the writers thought up to explain why I'm here alone in Portland, raising two teenage daughters by myself, which is pretty much the plot of every fucking show on TV.
You left MASH for this?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special NCR news bulletin. A group of Iranian students stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran today and are currently holding 52 American diplomats and citizens as hostages. The occupation took place with the apparent cooperation of police guarding the embassy and the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. The students are demanding that the United States government return the recently overthrown Shah of Iran to Iran for trial and execution. The students are also demanding the cancellation of the television sitcom Hello, Larry. We'll bring you more information as it becomes available. You're listening to NCR, National Corporate Radio. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming, which is, unfortunately, still in progress.
And that's how I discovered this strange growth on my nephew's private parts.
I don't think I can help you with that. You might need a urologist.
A pediatric urologist.
Hi, you're on the air with Lair.
Hello, Larry.
Wait, you sound familiar.
Another ex-wife? Hello, Larry.
I better sound familiar. This is Leona, Larry, your African-American neighbor.
Leona, is there anything wrong?
It's your daughter, Larry, Ruthie. She's disappeared.
Disappeared? Where?
If I knew, would I be calling you?
Leona, how do you know?
She left a note, plain as day.
A note?
I told you this would happen, Larry. A young girl like Ruthie needs a mother, not some radio psychology mumbo-jumbo talk show host. With the show on, I might add, the whitest station in town.
What did the note say, Leona?
It says, "Sorry, Dad, had to go, but I'm in a better place. They have food carts here and donuts and pink boxes and the internet."
The internet?
Shush, Earl. What else, Leona?
"And great coffee and beer and light rail and pot, Pops. It's legal now. You can buy as much as you want. Anyway, have to go. My Uber's here."
What's an Uber, Larry?
That's it? Did she say when she's coming back?
Just one more thing, Larry. She says she'll call soon.
Well, that's a relief. But where is she?
Well, wherever it is, Larry, it sure ain't Portland.
Leona, you sit tight. I'll be home right after the show.
Yes, Master Larry. I'll be awaiting.
Meadowlark, did you hear that? My Ruthie's gone.
Oh, she'll be all right, Larry. She said she'll call and you two can talk it out.
Call her on line 3, Larry.
Thanks, Earl. Maybe it's Ruthie. Hi, you're on the air with Lair.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, caller. What's on your mind today?
Larry, it's me, Fred Silverman. President of NBC and the guy who signed your paycheck.
Yes, I know, Fred, but we're in the middle of a taping. What's the problem?
No problem, Larry. I got some good news and some bad news. Just so that you want to know.
Fred, this is a bad time. My Ruthie left home.
I know, Larry. It's in the script. Do you want the bad news first?
Okay. What's the bad news?
The ratings for October just came in, Larry, and they don't look good.
Where did we come in?
Very much close to the bottom, Larry. The show's a notch or two below reruns of My Mother the Car.
That bad, eh?
That bad. You're tanking, Larry.
So, what's the good news?
The good news is that Fred is here. And I'm gonna fix things.
How?
We're moving you to Wednesday nights next season, Larry. Right after Different Strokes. It's a hit show. They got the cute little black kid.
Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, Will?
Gary fucking Coleman, Larry. How do you like that? We're going to own Wednesday night, Larry. Hello? Larry?
I'm still here, Fred. Just thinking about Ruthie.
She's all right, Larry. You'll see on the next page. Hey, gotta hang. Talk later. Remember, Larry, Wednesday night. We're going to rule Wednesday night. When you look up Wednesday night in the dictionary, you're going to see a picture of NBC and me, Fred Silverman.
That's great, Fred. Thanks for telling me.
Ciao, Larry!
Hey, that doesn't count. He said ciao, Larry. Not hello, Larry. Oh. Caller on line one, Larry. I think it's your daughter, Ruthie.
Ruthie, sweetie, is that you?
Hello, Larry. I mean, Dad.
Ruthie, where are you? You've got me all worried.
I'm okay, Dad, really.
But where are you, baby?
Present day, Portland.
Present day? What's that mean, sweetie?
It's 2015, Dad.
2015? No, baby, it's 1979. 2015 is like outer space and rockets and two-way wrist radios.
We got all that, Dad, but really, Portland doesn't look that much different than 1979. Maybe a lot more condos and hipsters, and just try to find a parking spot on Division.
When are you coming back home, Ruthie?
I can't come home, Dad.
But you can't stay there, honey. In the future, you're only 13.
Rerun. Your show was canceled after only 2 seasons.
2 seasons? So we don't own Wednesday night?
No, Dad. TV Guide voted Hello, Larry. One of the worst TV shows of all time. Number 12 to be exact.
You should have never left MASH, Larry.
Or the Doris Day Show. Or the Tim Conway Comedy Hour. Or Northwestern University. Or high school. Or Normal, Illinois, for that matter.
For Hello, Larry. I'd have never been born. You wouldn't be my dad. And you're a great dad, Dad. And I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Say goodbye to Mom for me, and Diane, and Leona, and Meadowlark, and Morgan, and Earl, and Grandpa Henry, and Tommy, and Tommy's mom, and Lionel, and Wendell, and Mom's boyfriend, Scott Taylor, and Ira Glass.
I will, honey. I love you.
I know, Dad. Gotta go. My iPhone battery's running low.
What's an iPhone, Larry?
Caller on line two, Larry.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Lair.
Hello, Larry was written and produced for radio by Ken Jones and features Larry, Demi, RL, Martin, your name here, Grace, David, and of course, KBOO's own Rolf Semperbon. Good night and hello, Rolf!
Andre, wake up!
Huh?
Wake up! You need to wake up, Andre!
Stop shaking me! Go away!
We need to move. You need to get up.
Okay, okay, just back away. Give me room to breathe.
There's no time for that. We have to get out of here.
There's never enough time, is there? Back away, both of you. Give me some space.
Even less time now. It may already be too late.
Is that my fault?
Your fault, mine, all our faults.
No one is trying to assign blame to anyone. We need to take action. The time for blame is over.
Then bring me a cup of coffee so that I can wake up.
Sure thing. Bring him some coffee, Bree.
It's still fresh in the pot. I'll be back, Andre.
You need to get dressed, Andre. She'll be back in a couple minutes. Is there anything to tell me?
I need coffee, something to wake me up.
That's right. You need to wake up. What's going on?
I don't know. You tell me.
You really don't know? You don't remember?
Remember? Remember what?
This isn't good. You mustn't let on that you don't know. You really don't remember, do you?
If you tell me what it is, maybe it will come back to me.
Not enough time for that. She'll be back soon, and she can't know that you don't remember.
She can't know?
No. None of the others must know that you don't know.
I really don't know what you're talking about, Cal.
Never mind that. Here's your socks.
I don't understand why.
You don't understand because you don't remember. Now be quiet. She's coming back. Just play along.
I'll try.
If she finds out, you can't trust her or the others.
The others?
Hush. Okay, now the shoes. We need to leave soon.
Here's your coffee. There's yours, Andre. And you, Cal. You like yours black, don't you?
Yes, thank you.
Deanna's getting the car warmed up. Andre, do you remember the transit sequence protocol?
The what?
Of course he knows the transit sequence protocol. I already went over that with him.
We need to get it past the barricades. I just want to make sure you have it, Andre.
There's no problem here, Bree. Don't worry about it.
It's my job to worry about it.
Like I said, he has the transit sequence protocol.
I'm not asking you, Cal. I'm asking Andre. Andre?
Yes?
You have the transit sequence? Andre, you
No more questions from you, Bree.
What did you do to her?
Nothing. Just a sedative to knock her out for an hour.
Well, what's that thing she asked about? The transport?
It's not important, Andre. What's important is that we get out of here. Help me move her into the closet.
Into the closet?
So the others don't see her. Grab her feet.
I don't understand what's going on.
No time to explain now. Trust me on this, Andre. I'll explain it all later. We need to get her in the closet. Grab her feet.
The closet over there?
That's right. On the count of three. Heave. Heave. And again. Okay, not a moment too soon. Someone's coming up the stairs. Now let's close the door and... That's odd.
What's odd, Cal?
Dizziness. Are you feeling dizzy, Andre?
No.
Damn it. What's going on here? The room is spinning.
I don't know. I have no idea what's happening.
The coffee. She must have doped my coffee. Don't trust whoever is coming, Andre, and don't let them know you don't remember.
Hello, Andre.
Hello?
Good. He's out cold. Bastard. The car is ready to go. Where's Bree?
Bree? I don't really know.
Andre, what's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
I don't know. You're acting kind of strange.
What do you mean I'm acting kind of strange?
Like asking what I mean when I point out that your behavior is strange.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Do you know where Bree is?
No. Maybe she's waiting for us in the car.
Shit. No time to look for her. We better get out of here. Wait, someone's coming.
Dan, Andre, I was wondering where everyone was.
Somehow we misplaced Bree.
Never mind that, we're almost out of time. Do you have the car warmed up, Dan?
Yes.
Good. We might have to leave Bree if she doesn't show. Has Cal been handled?
Yes, he's back in the room.
Shit, we have incoming.
Okay, those two are down, into the car.
Did you just... are they?
Dead? Yes. It's us or them. Get the fuck in, so we can get the fuck out of here.
Very good. Okay, Andre. To get you up to speed, Cal was not to be trusted.
That's why you drugged his coffee?
That's right. He was an infiltrator. Did he ask you for the transit sequence protocol?
No.
What did he say to you?
Nothing, just to get ready. We had to go.
And that's all?
There's a roadblock up ahead. We're going to need the transit sequence. Andre?
You do have it, don't you? Andre, talk to me.
I don't remember.
You what? What the fuck are you trying to say?
I don't remember anything. I don't even know why I'm here.
Fuck, Deanne, turn back. He doesn't have it.
Are you serious, Andre? You don't remember the protocol.
I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know who any of you are.
What the fuck? I thought you were acting a little weird back at the place.
His memory has been erased.
Shit. That means we'll need to do Plan B. Andre, you really don't remember anything.
This is not good. What do we do about him?
Neutralize him. He's no good to us now.
What are you?
Just a sedative. You'll go back to sleep.
Wait! You don't have to!
Fucking idiot. Ugh. How do we know he's really Andre and not an impersonator?
No way to know. But if his mind's erased, he's no good. And if he's another infiltrator, that's even worse.
We'd have been dead if we tried to go through that roadblock without the protocol. And he didn't say a fucking thing that he didn't know.
Want me to kill him?
No!
Shit. Shit, he's not completely out. Give him another 5 cc's.
I had to shorten the dose because we're running low. Just let me know, Deanne. Should I kill him?
No, Ed. Give him the full dose. Let's dump him out on the next corner.
Sweet dreams, Andre. Or whoever you are.
Wake up, George.
Huh? Where am I?
You were having a bad dream. You fell asleep an hour ago.
Yes, a dream. I was in a car. They were going to kill me.
Who was going to kill you, George?
Her name was Dan. And the guy, I think his name was...
His name, George. Do you remember his name?
Ed. His name is Ed.
And you were in a car?
Yes, we were in a car. We had to leave this place fast. There was another man, too. It's so clear. We had to leave this place fast, and then we were in the car.
Why were you in the car? Why did you have to escape?
I don't know. It was like I don't know where I was. We were trying to get through a barricade, a roadblock. There was a woman that we dragged into the closet and the coffee.
The roadblock, George. Did you get through the roadblock?
The roadblock? Let me think.
Do you remember the protocol?
How did you know about that?
How did I know what?
The protocol. How did you know there was a protocol?
I think you told me. A sequence of numbers and letters.
I didn't tell you that.
George, you were supposed to remember a protocol sequence that would let you through the roadblock. Did you make it through?
Where am I? Who are you?
George, how can you ask that?
What do you want from me?
Maybe I should call Dr. Hatch. He can explain better.
What is this place? Get your hands off me.
Relax, George. You need to calm down.
Get away from me.
George, why are you acting this way?
I don't even know who you are.
Try to remember, George. I want to help you. Please, try to remember.
I don't trust you. I don't know where I am. Get away.
What's the problem here?
Dr. Hatch, you're here just in time. He woke up, but he still doesn't remember.
George, I need to...
No, get away from me. Ow.
Relax, George. It's just a sedative to calm you down. That's right. Go to sleep. Sleep.
Pleasant dreams, George.
And then we can extract the information that is needed, the sequence of numbers and letters. The doctor will be here in an hour.
You think this will work?
Well, it's in an experimental stage right now, but if we can pull this off, and I think we can.
So far he's put up a barrier.
It's just a matter of time, Izzy.
Cal, did you see that?
What is it?
I don't think he's completely under right now. You'd better give him a little more anesthesia.
You're right. Hopefully he won't remember any of this.
Honey, are you awake?
I think so.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I was just having a weird dream.
A weird dream? What was happening?
Let me see if I can remember. I was trying to wake up in the dream, and these people, they didn't want me to wake up. It was some kind of experiment. And then before that, I was in this strange place, and this doctor, and they were trying to get some information from me.
What sort of information?
Like a sequence of numbers and letters.
Like a password?
Yes, a password.
What is this password to?
I don't know. I didn't even know the password in the dream, but it's like, what if they have me hypnotized?
What do you mean?
What if they're trying to get a password from me as they put me in some hypnotized state of hallucination?
But you're not in a hypnotized state. You are here with me, George. It's okay, just relax. Relax and stay calm.
Who's doing this to me?
No one is doing anything to you.
They're trying to get me to reveal a password. Maybe they want to hack into my computer or my bank account.
Why don't you tell me the password?
Tell you the password? Why would I do that?
To help with your anxiety. Did you ever think maybe that's what's causing these nightmares?
No, that's not it at all.
All you need to do is share the password with me. And then we can make love again.
Get off of me!
Come back here! Where are you going? Come back to bed before you...
Shit! My head is spinning! Oh!
I still think we should kill him and dump him in the deserted street.
How can you be so cruel, Ed? We'll talk to Dr. Hatch first.
You're just saying that because you like fucking him.
There must be some other way to...
You don't understand, Deanne. Without the protocol sequence, we are completely fucked. We won't be able to...
You guys!
What is it, Izzy?
I think he's awake.
Awake?
Yes, his eyes were flickering.
How much do you think he heard?
I don't know. I don't even know if he heard anything.
Andre, are you pretending to be asleep?
Dr. Hatch will be here soon. He'll put him under again, and then we can get this all straightened out.
You are awake, aren't you, Andre? Oh.
He's trying to get away. Oh.
Izzy, we need to move fast.
Let's get you out of here, Andre, before Dr. Hatch returns.
My head, what happened? We had to kill them. This way, follow me.
Let me help you there, Andre. You're still groggy from the sedative.
Faster, this is the only way out.
You got to keep up, Andre. They want to kill us.
Okay, we've got to get through this door. Fuck!
What is it, you know?
We need a sequence of letters and numbers and symbols. Otherwise, the door is locked.
Andre, do you know the code?
The code?
Yes, the code to get through the door.
Hurry, there's more of them coming in!
What's the fucking code, Andre? We're all fucking dead.
I don't know. I don't remember any code.
A sequence of letters and numbers and symbols. Try to remember the protocol, the code.
I can't hold off these bastards any longer, Andre. You got to help us out of here.
We can get through that door if you can just remember. You and me, we can get through that door. We can get somewhere far away from here, just you and me. You know that's what you want, but we can't do it unless we get through this door. You need to give me the password.
But I don't remember. I don't know what it is. Oh my God!
There he is. Take him down.
He's awake, Dr. Hatch.
George, can you understand what I'm saying to you?
I don't want to talk to you. Where am I?
He's still confused, Dr. Hatch.
You know where you are, George. Try to remember.
George, please try to remember. We want to help you.
Let it be noted that the patient is extremely uncooperative.
It's like he's trying to avoid reality by slipping into a dream state. Before we woke him, the dream state he was in seemed quite intense.
What should we do? Should we put him under again?
Might as well. Then we'll try something else.
Floor. The doctor will be here soon.
Ah, that's why it hurts.
You need to lie back down, Kane.
Why did I faint?
I don't know. You were agitated. You climbed out of bed, and then you were halfway across the room, and bam! You fell down on the floor.
That's weird. I do sort of remember that, but I was having a dream just now.
Another dream?
Yes.
You want to tell me about it?
I don't know where to start. I was in a dream and I woke up to find myself in another dream. And I'm so confused.
You just try to relax, Kane. The doctor will be here soon.
That's right. Dr. Hatch should be here any minute.
Dr. Who?
No, not Dr. Who. Dr. Hatch.
That name... That name, I remember that name in the dream.
He's starting to get agitated.
No! No!
We need to stay calm.
What is wrong with you, Kane? You are acting like a fucking baby.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to see Dr. Hatch.
You need to get a grip on yourself. What's the problem?
It just gets worse and worse with him.
We're getting further away. He's never given us the protocol, and we're losing him again.
Okay.
And now you're going down, deep, 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 deep into relaxation.
and you feel that perhaps you'll never want to get out. It's so safe, so comfortable, so relaxing.
Can you hear me? We're only trying to help you. But we need your help to do that. We want you to remember. Before you started dreaming, we want you to remember something important. If you can remember the sequence of numbers, letters, and symbols, it can save your life.
And when you awake, you will remember none of this. You will not know what happened, but it will be in your head. It will be in your mind.
The preceding radio theater drama is titled, What I Don't Know Won't Hurt You. It was written by Rolf Semprebon and performed by...
Larry.
Roslyn.
Rolf.
Demi.
David.
Peter Laurie.
Billy.
Miles.
Your name here.
Martin.
How much time do we have?
On the first page, it says, what I don't know won't hurt you.
Well, yeah, but I didn't really matter. Okay. Which one do you think title sounds better?
Okay, well, we'll go
one. Okay, let's do the longer one then. Yeah, give it the longer title.
You gotta listen to me.
Okay, you ready, Mom?
Just pull it up! It's too heavy!
I can fix that for you if you want.
What are you waiting for?
And you are?
My nephew. What are you waiting for? Kill him!
I got it. I can fix that for you if you want.
What are you waiting for?
You will shit.
And you are?
My nephew. What are you waiting for? Kill him! Can't you see he's a devil? Kill him!
Yeah. Glad I had you next door.
I suppose asking to borrow a cup of sugar is a step too far.
Yeah. Glad I had you next door.
It's amazing.
I'm here to take you home.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Hmm. 1962 Dalmore.
What are you waiting for?
It'd be a sin to spill any. Don't you think?
Kill him! Can't you see he's a devil? Kill him!
Yeah. I'm glad I had you next door.
You need to stop playing games with me.
Stand still.
What are you waiting for?
Okay,
kill him!
Deep breath. Hold this.
Can you hold these?
It's okay.
Please.
Here you go. Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this. Hold it. It's okay. Here you go.
Can you hold these?
Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this. Hold it. It's okay. Here you go. Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath.
Can you hold this?
Hold this.
Please.
Hold it. It's okay. Here you go. Now you just have to close your eyes.
Can't you see he's a devil?
Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this. Hold it. It's okay. Here you go.
Can you hold these? Please.
Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this. Hold it. It's okay. Here you go. Now you just have to close your eyes.
Can you hold these?
Okay, take a deep breath.
Please.
Hold this. Hold it. It's okay.
What?
Here you go. Now you just have to close your eyes.
You know
okay,
that?
Take a deep breath.
Oh,
hold this.
No, I'm...
Hold it.
Amazing.
It's okay.
Can you hold these?
Here you go.
Please.
Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this. Hold it. It's okay. Here you go.
What?
Now you just have to close
your
eyes.
Can you hold these?
Beautiful.
Please.
Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this.
Hold it. No.
It's okay.
Amazing.
Here you go. Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this.
Can you hold these?
It's okay.
Please.
Here you go.
What?
Now you just have to close your eyes.
God, you're beautiful.
Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this. Hold it. It's okay.
No, I'm
amazing.
Can you hold these?
Now you just have to close
Please.
Your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath.
What?
Hold this. Hold it. It's okay. Here you go.
Beautiful. You know that?
Now you just have to close your eyes.
No, I'm
amazing.
Okay, take a deep breath.
Can you hold these?
Hold it. It's
Please.
Okay. Here you go. Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this.
Dad, you're beautiful.
It's okay.
You
here
know
you go.
Can you hold these? No, I'm
amazing.
Please.
Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath.
Sweet.
Hold this.
It's natural. It's sexy.
Here you go. Now you just have to close
what?
Your eyes.
Can you
okay,
hold these?
Take a deep breath. Hold
Please.
This.
Dad, you're beautiful.
It's okay.
You know
here you go.
No, I'm
amazing.
Now you just have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath.
Sweet.
Hold it. It's okay.
Natural.
Can you hold these?
There you go.
Please.
Now you just
what?
Have to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath.
Oh.
It's okay. You know what? There you go.
No, I'm
amazing.
Now can you hold these?
Close your eyes.
Please.
Okay, take a deep breath.
Kiss me, close.
It's okay.
Just
there you go.
Just once.
What?
It's mine.
Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this.
God, you're beautiful.
Can
it's
you
okay.
hold these?
Here you
Please.
Go.
No, I'm...
Amazing.
Now you just have to close your eyes.
So sexy.
Okay,
sexy.
Take a deep breath. Hold
no.
this. Hold it. It's okay.
Kiss me, Claire. Just...
Here you go.
I can't.
Just once.
Can you hold these?
Go.
What?
It's
Please.
Mine.
Okay, take a deep breath. Hold this.
Dad, you're
hold
beautiful.
It. It's okay. Here you go.
No, I'm...
Now you just have to close your eyes.
So sexy.
Okay, take a deep breath.
No. Can you hold these?
Hold it. It's
Please.
Okay.
Just
there you go.
I can't. Just once.
I have
just
to
close
cut.
Your eyes.
It's mine. In the middle.
Oh,
Dad, you're beautiful.
You know that?
So can you hold these?
No, I'm
amazing.
Please.
Kiss me, Claire. Just.
I can't.
Just once.
I have to go.
It's mine. In the window. You are watching me.
I can't do this. No.
I will watch you now.
This can't happen. Okay. It's wrong.
It's sweet.
Thank you.
Natural. Sexy.
Everything is clean.
Let's keep moving!
Let's keep moving!
That's a great fight!
is in the way. There's no way up.
Dynasty.
Monday on KBOO at 11 p.m. as part of the Radio Theater Hour.
Take the first one from the left.
Tune in. Tune in every Monday at 11 p.m. for more Radio Theater. The pieces on tonight's show and from previous shows are also podcasted on the web at kboo.fm/UBOO Hour, spelled UBUHOUR. Or just search for UBOO, spelled UBU, at the little airplane at the KBOO website. You can also join the UBOO Hour Facebook page, which will let you know about future shows and readings for shows. Thank you for listening to the UBOO Hour.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the We Real Cool film series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month is Lacho Drum, showing Thursday, January 21st at 7 p.m. Released in 1993, Lacho Drum is a French documentary about the Romani people's journey from Northwest India to Spain, consisting primarily of music. Again, that's Lacho Drum, Thursday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 33rd Real Music Film Festival running from January 15th through February 8th. Real Music explores the lively interplay between sound and image, music and culture. Opening night, January 15th, will be Roxy the Movie, directed by Frank Zappa. Filmed over three nights in December 1973 at the Roxy Theater in Hollywood, Roxy the Movie encapsulates the qualities that made Frank Zappa a revolutionary musical pioneer. That's January 15th at 9:15 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center in the Witzel Auditorium at 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information on the films and more can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Pay attention, it's Joe time. Olé, olé, it's Joe time.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, tiki, tiki,